Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt today, and President Zelensky goes to Washington and wows people once again. That man is so charismatic. Joseph Lindsley stayed back in Ukraine, and earlier this morning he has texted us. Currently half of the country is under alarm, but the skies are calm at the moment. And we are going live to Joseph Lindsley. I guess the alarms were going off this morning, but I believe they have just gone off, and we will speak to Joseph Lindsley as soon as we can make connection. See, this always worries me when you can't connect to him because God only knows what's going on in Ukraine at the moment. As we mentioned, he texts today, big topic, Zelensky's speech, currently half the country under alarm, but skies are calm, and now the alarm have stopped, and Zelensky really made a great plea at Congress. He went to Washington. All right, Joseph, are you there? It always worries me when we can't make contact to you.
Yes, Wendy, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, now we can't. It just worries me so much when we can't make contact. I know that alarms were going off, and the reports we got is there the alarms are no longer active. Is that correct?
That's correct. They just went off. The all clear has been issued, and that was in the east of the country. And you know, it's calm at the moment. I mean, the big theme today is President Zelensky's visit to Washington, and so many things stick out to me. I stayed up all night to watch it, but especially these words: to defeat the Kremlin in our minds, defeat the Kremlin in their minds, and I think when he said that's such a powerful metaphor, not only for Russia, but I think for people all over the world, you know, to defeat this idea of tyranny and unkindness, even in our own hearts, the Kremlin that holds us back. And, you know, as I watched those that speech and then his press conference in the White House yesterday, you know, I spent a lot of time in Washington and New York. I'm a skeptic of most people in power after my experiences working in those worlds. I often don't trust much of what they say. I began my career working for those who pushed for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, and I saw up close, you know, behind the curtains, you know, that most people in power really don't care, or they forget about real democracy and liberty. And they don't even know what it is. And that's one reason why I liked being in Ukraine when I got stuck here in the pandemic. It's such a fiercely free democratic country, and that's what they're paying a price for. And as I watched the reactions of so many members of Congress last night, there was really a sense of joy to interact with Zelensky, to hear his comments. And I got the feeling that, and this is just a feeling I had, but that most people there were happy to be so purely and clearly on the good side of something so important, maybe for the first time in a long time. You know, sort of after many seasons of silliness, this was such a moment of consequence in Washington. And what I also loved about it is that, you know, as Bob pointed out yesterday, you know, 81 years ago from this week, from December 26th, Winston Churchill spoke at the same podium. And like Churchill, Zelensky also brought a sense of humor to his speech during the darkest of times. And he was joking with Pelosi right before they started. But then he said in his speech, and also together with you, we'll put in place everyone who will defy freedom. And he had to repeat that. He said, put in. And when I saw that, and everyone there laughed, in that moment, you know, I realized that, you know, we forget he was a comedian, and that was his career. And this is the comedian who, out of necessity and courage, has become a statesman. And some would say the leader of the free world. And he doesn't forget who he is. And that's why, you know, holding on to the humanity in the darkest of times, that was such a powerful thing to see. And I think such a contrast to what we see from the Kremlin, from Russia, which is, you know, incredibly humorless. And then also the way Zelensky and his team, as everyone saw, they were wearing their green wartime garb, you know, not official military gear because he's a civilian, but signaling that this is still an emergency. And that was also a very bold move. I mean, to show up at the White House and Congress not wearing a suit. And it also shows that he's not a mere supplicant, that, you know, he's a leader, and he's got the credentials to prove it, having, you know, risked his life to not flee Kyiv. And And so I really saw this, even though he's there to ask for support. And as he said, it's not charity. It's an investment in stability and freedom for the world. But I saw, you know, even.
I think we lost.
Shorter than Biden, but he had such a stature and confidence. And so that was a real power. But even we have to know, even then, there was a little bit of tension underneath that. For example, you know, Zelensky kind of was joking, saying, you know, you've given us a lot, but we need more. And there was a moment when the Ukrainian reporter asked President Biden, she said, you know, why not give Ukraine everything they need right now? And Biden got a little bit testy, saying, you know, we've given you a lot. And there is, so we can't miss, there is this tension there. And President Biden did say, we're staying with Ukraine as long as Ukraine is there. But there still is this little mystery that remains. You know, why can't, you know, this is from the Ukrainian perspective, but why can't the West and America give everything that Ukraine needs to win this as quickly as possible? Is it for profit because they want to continue the war? Or is there some sense, is there fear? And there is fear of nuclear matters and all these other things.
Absolutely. I have to cut you off there. If you want to just wrap up, we are out of time, unfortunately, Joseph. But I like everything about that guy. I mean, Zelensky is just amazing. So I wish you the best. Any kind of holiday you can celebrate there.
Yes, and as Zelensky said, even they will celebrate Christmas in the bomb shelters here if they have to. And so I think that will absolutely continue. So Merry Christmas to you all, and yeah, we'll keep you informed from here.